So heading back to the gym, met Jen and Pam, and we had a really good workout, needed it. It's been just a really super busy, you just burned out. I don't even think stress is the word, just overwhelming weekend. A lot going on, getting a lot done. Eric's been busting his butt at the house. We got all the security systems, everything going. It's actually working. Yay! I know, boo that you have to go that route, but sometimes it is what it is. You know, you have to protect what you work hard for. And as far as just us putting so much time and energy in fixing the house, you know, it's just, you don't want to have people you don't know just coming onto your property and undoing all the hard work you do. So sometimes it is what it is, but it's not the question of is it going to work. Is next time anything happens, that's it. You know, the person's just going to obviously spend 2020 sitting in jail for a while and paying for repairs, because I didn't know in Indiana mandatory they will, courts will make them pay for damage and repairs. So Eric had to fix the grass and repair it and get soil and all that today and rebuild the grass up where, you know, let's just not go there. You know, let's not go there. It's negativity, you know. Just word to the wise people. Don't disrespect, you know, people's property. You know, have some morals and decency about yourself this year. New year, new you, you know. If you have trials and tribulations and things aren't going right in your life, which we all, God knowing, we all go through problems in life, don't bullseye someone else, especially somebody you don't even know, and take it out on somebody else and then repetitively do it over and over again. It's just, it's tasteless. You have no class when you stoop yourself to that level. We all play in romper room, like I've said time and time again. Just don't visit romper room more than you need to. One time you visit, okay, give yourself one time. This year is going to be, I look at this year is, I'm on that one strike, you're out year. You know, I'm older, wiser. I'm undoing things and behavior on myself, or, you know, when you give, and you know, you got to stand ground in life in general. And you know, I'm a one strike, you're out kind of year. You know, I give people the benefit of the doubt, regardless of whatever situation. And, you know, I let it slide one time, but second time, that's it. You know, got to part your ways, line in the sand, and that's it. When it's done, it's done. And I think if you keep giving people a chance, an opportunity time and time again, you're going to get nowhere in life. And that's, you know, it goes for everything. Your work, your friends, maybe, you know, your situation, sticky situation, you know, your employer, it's not working out for you. You're going to keep giving time and time chance again. Don't spin your wheels too long working on situations that just cannot be undone or not working out. And sometimes it's God saying, hey, listen, you know, this isn't working out, and I'm planting these barriers and putting these lines in the sand, and you know, these hurdles you keep running into and time again, because you need to learn sometimes. And you know, the universe has a crazy way of doing it too. Repetitively you keep hitting the same wall, brick wall. That's because you need to go around that wall. Quit trying to go through it. It's not gonna work. I'm also big too, somebody's gonna say they're gonna do something, I'm holding you to it. If you tell me you're gonna do something, and I'm going to put faith in you, I'm going to give you a chance to put faith in you that you're going to do something you're going to say you're going to do. Please don't let me down, because I lose trust completely. If I'm going to say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. But if somebody says to me they're going to do something and there's no follow through, then to me it just says I don't care. And, you know, I've been known to be too much of a far too caring person, and I have to change my ways because it doesn't work for me. And it just teaches the wrong impression to people. And you just, in general, we all can't do that. You know, if someone gives you your word, then that's their word, and that's, to me, is better than gold. And if there's not a follow through, and it just, it doesn't, there's no follow through, and you tell me something and it's, and you know, I just, you know, it's not me. You know, I follow through and I keep my word. And this year, I definitely making sure everything I say and do, I keep my word. But if you're making promises to people, you know, regardless of your situation, and you're not following through, you can't expect somebody to trust you or put faith in you. You know, We all have busy lives. Every single one of us do, whether you have a really big family you're taking care of, you've got big goals, you're in school still, you know, you're traveling for work, or you've got, you know, you're flipping a house yourself, whatever situation, you're going through medical trials and tribulations, you know, whatever situation, we're all busy. But you have to look at the importance and time that you need to make for what's truly important in your life. Remember that, you know? You make time because you want to make time. But please don't tell someone you're going to do something and not follow through with it. Because we all have the time to give if it truly is that important and means something to us. You know? And that's just in life in general. I think it's good sound advice for everyone starting in this new year, 2020. We're still in the month of January. You still have time to flip it around. You know, give people your word. Follow through. Make sure you follow through, because people lose trust and faith when people give their word and they say they're going to do something and they don't do it. It's very distrusting, especially when you're giving someone an opportunity, you know, and you grow and evolve and mature. But if you're not following through, it makes a person just basically, honestly, let's just face it, and to anyone, to them, it says, I don't care. And I've been known to care too much, but I have to, you know, in relationships and draw a line in the sand. And, you know, and even marital stuff, we know no marriage is perfect. If you think your marriage is perfect, then you must be on Real Housewives of non-reality instead of a peach, you're holding up a pineapple, because it's all sorts of prickly in your situation. You're trying to turn something sour into something super sweet. Or maybe you're holding a lemon then. No relationship or marriage is perfect. It really isn't. But, you know, I told Eric, you know, we start having big indifferences and things like that. You know, I don't have time or desire. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to, you know, just not. You know, I'm a very communication, hands-on person. And I've been like that my whole life, regardless of what relationships, friendships I've been in. I've been like that. I'm the talker. And I realized that forms of communication take two people to talk. And if it's just you talking and then someone just doesn't want to talk, you know, in any relationship you're in, fiance, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, you know, you have to learn to not talk. And I'm learning that, you know, and that's a big part of process of change and growth this year is shutting, you know, saying my piece and then that's it. You know, when we have disagreements, me and my spouse, he has to learn to work on his end too. And if it doesn't, then, you know, and this is the thing, and, you know, and this is just the way that I think sometimes in relationships you have to do it. And, you know, and if it gets in disagreement and not willing to communicate, then I will remove myself from the house and give myself a nice spa bed and breakfast 24 hours, you know, on the husband's tab. A lot of you probably shaking your head like, wow, that's harsh. It's not harsh. You know, you have to learn in relationships, and in order to have a successful relationship, there has to be an open line of communication. And that goes with any relationship, friendship, whatever situation. You have to have an open line of communication. You can't just be the person talking the whole time and the other person's just sitting there taking it in. Because you really, do you get anywhere? No, you don't get anywhere. One person's communicating, the one's not. It's not going to work. You're just going to keep arguing over the same competitive stuff, repetitive things and disagreements. And, you know, as adults, you should learn, you know, to work your problems out right then and there, not days, months, weeks later. You know, and I look at it this way. If, you know, me and my spouse get in disagreements and that, and he's not willing to communicate and I'm getting nowhere, then I just, you know, don't allow yourself. I've realized I've wasted a lot of energy, like physical energy, on disagreements and that, and expecting, you know, a response, a reply. And you can't change people, but I'm learning now that that happens. I just remove myself from the equation for 24 hours and allow that person to figure out and realize that every time if there's a disagreement or we're not, you know, seeing eye to eye, and if it's going to be me saying, hey, listen, you know, and they're doing it, you know, you know, let's say, you know, look at it this way, me and my spouse, you know, and he did something and he doesn't want to own up or he doesn't want to talk it out. Then I just remove myself. You know, there's nothing wrong with having a bed and breakfast 24 hours. And you know, if he keeps doing it, then I guess we're just going to say I'm going to have a lot of bed and breakfasts this year. You know, me and Jen, Pam, we were just talking about that. And they were like, wow, you know, that's a pretty good way of how to resolve so you don't end up in big arguments. And I'm like, no, I don't feel like arguing with anybody. I'm not going to argue with anybody this year. You know, I'm changing for me to become a better version, not the better, but the best version of myself. And I've been doing that over the past year. And this year, it's just, I'm getting a lot more firm in my behavior and rearing myself back. And I just will not exert any energy if, I don't care if you're my spouse, a friend, whoever, I don't care what the relationship is. If there's indifferences and you don't want to take the time out of your life, but I'm taking the time out of mine, then, you know, I'm stepping back. In a situation, in a marriage, you know, I'm going to remove myself from the household. I'm going to get a bed and breakfast, and I'm going 24 hours on my spouse's tab, you know. That's the way it is. You know, you don't have to argue with people. You don't have to have disagreements that go into, you know, I'm just going to say raising your voice or however you do it, or, you know, if you want to play a trip to romper room. If you can't communicate with someone, the best thing for you, for yourself to do, and especially if it's not, and if it's not in your situation, the cause, and it's the other person, and they just don't want to own up or work it out, or most importantly, let's just say communicate, then you just need to remove yourself. Because especially if you're going through medical struggles, that's a lot of wasted energy. And I'm telling you right now from experience, there's a lot of wasted energy. And you'll have to keep yourself out of, you know, conflict, stress, everything. You got to keep that good energy going and have a clear lifestyle, meaning, you know, keep it as positive as possible, because it's going to help you out internally, physically, with what you're battling. So, I mean, tremendously. It's going to help you tremendously, but it's going to take you to, you know, do a lifestyle change and change the way that you respond and differences in that. But, you know, getting back to that, you know, this year, make yourself the best version possible. You know, if you're not handling things and you're telling people you're going to do something, you're not following through, and you know, we all do it. We all say we're going to do stuff in life and we don't follow through. We try to find excuses for it. And let's just face it, you know, there's no excuse. You know, if you want to work on things and you give somebody your word, then you give them their word, because your word is better than gold. And if you keep doing that to people, they eventually just have no faith left. And that's just, you know, and then you can't work things out with, you know, people in your life in general. And, you know, as adults, we're better than that. We know we need to, if we say we're going to do something, we should do it. And it's just respecting, not just the person you're saying to, but you're respecting yourself, and you'll feel good about yourself because you're going to say, okay, listen, you know what? I followed through and I kept my word. Pat yourself on the back for those who do that, because that shows your level of change and that you have become a better version of yourself, right? It's back to that totem pole philosophy that I really truly live by, is don't put yourself way down here on the ground, because that's not where you're at. You deserve respect and kindness and love and compassion, and you are way up on that totem pole. You are on the top, and those that are below you, you're allowing them how to treat you. And trust me on the day by saying it's a new year, new you, and you deserve the best. Don't forget it.